Good morning.
Good morning.
I think I've mentioned to you that probably about a month or two ago now that I went to my first Lay Zen Teacher Association retreat up at Garrison. And as a result of joining and being part of that organization, I get regular emails. And one of the things that's taken place is teachers from all over the country use it as a format to get feedback, to have a discussion on things that come up in their sangha. And one of the things that has been the subject of discussion on a number of occasions has to do with emotional issues that come up with students, either at retreats or in interaction with other sangha members. And in a lot of cases, the teachers have no psychological training. They're Zen teachers, but they're not psychotherapists. And so because in this pool of teachers, there are any number of us who are therapists, teachers that are not will throw out these kind of issues to get feedback. It's actually quite interesting to read. So I'm just going to talk a little bit about that issue, the issue of where does our emotional life fit in with our spiritual practice. One day, a student asked his teacher, "If I attain enlightenment, will I no longer be subject to emotional pain?" And the teacher replied, "That's not enlightenment, that's death." And what follows is an introduction to a Zen workshop. And this quote is as follows: "Our most fundamental sense of well-being is derived from the conscious experience of belonging and connection. Relatedness is essential to our survival." And he goes on to ask the question, "How is the practice of Zen, or is the practice of Zen, connected to this experience? To the experience of the need for connection, for relationship, and the agony of being alone. They seem to be relegated to the world of psychotherapy only." So basically what this introduction is asking is this kind of experience, this kind of sense of alienation, of loneliness, of longing for connection and belonging, is it a matter to be brought up in Zen circles or only a place for psychotherapists? As we know, and it's been repeated countless times, Dogen said, "To study the self is to forget the self, and to forget the self is to be enlightened by the 10,000 things." The question is, does forgetting the self cure us of our emotional pain? Does it end suffering? If we scan the magazine stands, which I literally did recently, and review the literature on this subject, we find countless books, articles, magazines, workshops extolling the virtues of Zen practice in promoting self-healing. Mindfulness, the ability to pay attention, cultivated through meditation, is used by doctors, psychotherapists, and trainers to manage stress, manage pain, reduce anxiety, and to gain better understanding of our emotional lives. In many cases, these practices are an integral part of the way medicine and psychotherapy are practiced. Today, certainly, it's not uncommon for psychotherapists to teach clients to meditate. So is there a connection between psychotherapy and Zen practice? My answer would be, sometimes. The practice of Zen clearly has physical and emotional benefits. This has been demonstrated by any number of scientific studies. Yet at the same time, it should be remembered that Zen practice is not a system that was developed to resolve mental health issues. Over the years in the Zen world, there has been pretty dramatic proof of the truth of that statement. There have been numerous articles and books regarding well-known teachers getting involved in scandals such as affairs with students, alcoholism, embezzlement, petty feuds, and on and on and on. Many of which seem to be evidence of unresolved emotional issues, while the person was clearly enlightened, clearly accomplished as teachers, but at the same time they were emotionally flawed. If we look more closely at Zen practice and psychotherapy, we see a fundamental difference. Psychotherapy focuses on well-being, and Zen practice focuses on the ground of being. Yet there can still be a connection. In my experience, both personally and as a therapist, healing personal issues and past traumas can definitely enhance Zen practice. For example, and I think I've talked about this in other talks, fundamental to the Zen experience is surrender. When we do Zazen, we are entering a process of surrender. And we normally understand this as the surrender of all the thoughts and ideas of who we think we are and what we think the world is. This experience or this process of surrender can bring up feelings of vulnerability. Anyone with unresolved past trauma or issues may have great difficulty surrendering because they are so well defended against being vulnerable. Healing this past trauma or these past issues therapeutically can free the Zen student up to surrender to the practice of Zen. From the opposite point of view, therapy can get stuck because we can't stay present to our present moment experience or feelings. Zazen can be a powerful tool which teaches us to stay present and to pay attention despite sometimes intense emotion connected to this kind of work. Additionally, over time, Zazen allows us to develop a fundamental stability by which we can weather various emotional storms in our daily lives in a stable way. Now, this talk is just simply putting a toe in the water. It's not really a comprehensive discussion of these issues. In general, psychotherapy is not a system designed to lead a participant to enlightenment. It can certainly help us to learn more about ourselves and to become mentally healthier. But true insight comes from deep meditation, like the process of Zazen, and the guidance of a teacher. Despite their differences, Zen and psychotherapy seem like they can form a mutually beneficial partnership. If we understand the benefits and limitations of each system. Thank you.